Hi, this is Jerome Gilmartin. Welcome to In Love of Christ, a weekly Catholic program on a variety of topics. We're coming to you pre-recorded through listener-supported JMJ Radio, 750 AM, and its studio at the Oblates of St. Joseph Seminary in Pittston, Pennsylvania. Our topic today is Curcio, and with us in the studio are three members of the Curcio Leadership Group: Donna Valente, a lay director; Maria Kosics, pronounce your name for me.
Kosics,
Maria Kosics. And Maria, you are the weekend coordinator and the Region 2 service team member. And Joe Alanoski. And Joe is the pre-Curcio chair. Welcome to you all. Glad to have you with us today. Let's begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And let's also say the prayer of the Holy Spirit, which is quite important as part of Curcio.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Donna, maybe you would start off by telling our listeners just what Curcio is. What is Curcio?
Well, Jerry, Curcio is a Spanish word that means short course. And Curcio in Christianity is a short course in Christianity. Mm-hmm. So the subject matter really is founded completely on the teachings of Jesus. And what is really focused on is what's fundamental to being Christian, which is basically love of God and love of neighbor. Mm-hmm. So during the Curcio weekend, the candidates get to experience that love in a very new and exciting way. And really through the grace of God and the touch of the Holy Spirit, it is a profound experience. Mm-hmm. Making Curcio kind of difficult to explain because you really have to live it understand it completely.
Yes, and I do know what you mean. I probably should say up front that I was active in Curcio for about 30 years, beginning back in about 1972, just before the Agnes flood. And it was a tremendously important part of my life, it's still in some ways very much that. Maria, maybe you'd tell us a little bit about the history of Curcio, especially here in the diocese.
Curcio actually originated in a little town called Mallorca, Spain. Mm-hmm. The first Curcio was held in 1944 in Spain, and it was founded by a young gentleman in his 20s by the name of Eduardo Bonin. And it was Bishop Juan Hervas worked with him to help develop the method and the way the weekend is ultimately run. The movement was born from a small group of friends whose restlessness to bring Christ to their environments was evident. They wanted, during that time, they wanted to bring Christ to everybody they knew through the bond of friendship. And that's how Curcio started. It came to the United States in 1957 in Waco, Texas. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, Curcio was always held in Spanish. If you were English-speaking, you would have to be bilingual as well in order to attend a Curcio and understand what exactly was going on. It came to our diocese in 1969 for the men and in 1970 for the women. In 1969, the first Curcio weekend, which is primarily a three-day weekend, actually a four-day weekend, was held at the St. Pius Seminary in Dalton. And the Women's Weekend in 1970 was held at St. Anne's Monastery in Scranton. Throughout the years, we've been at various different facilities. Currently, we're up at St. Gabriel's, but between then and now, we were in Elmhurst at Fatima. We were up in Mountaintop.
Yes.
At the Kirby House, I believe it was up there.
Kirby House is
so
right.
So we've
yes.
been, you know, various places that mm-hmm. we would hold our Curcio weekends.
And I believe there was a Curcio weekend held here at the Oblates.
I think
back
so.
Back in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
I know
it's
there
really
was,
a blessing.
I attended it. Back about 1973, maybe 4. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Maria.
In the diocese, like I said, it started in 69 and 70. And it was fairly active up until maybe the early 80s, mm-hmm. at which time it sort of died down a lot with the start of Renew. You know, Renew came into the diocese
yes.
and,
yes.
you know, flourished as well. As a matter of fact, a lot of Renew groups are still in existence. But at that point in time, Curcio sort of, you know, did a little bit of an ebb there and came back in the early 90s.
Yes.
And it came back with a vengeance, and we've been very very blessed to have Curcio active in the diocese since about maybe 1992, 93. And we have anywhere from two men's weekends and two women's weekends, or sometimes only one's men weekend per year. So it's we've been really blessed at how it's moving in the diocese.
Yes, and I think the story of it, how it started or back might be of interest too, and I believe that had something to do with the prison at Waymore.
It did. Monsignor Essef tried to get a team together to have a Curcio in the prison, and he spoke to a number of people who all agreed to participate, and that Curcio took place. And it was really the start of resurrecting Curcio in the diocese. From that point on, we were gathering together to kind of get things going again, and we started things again in the 90s, as Maria said. Mm-hmm. So it really is as a result of the prison weekend that Curcio is going again in the Diocese of Scranton.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the weekend that I was on, one of the weekends that I was on at that prison that was at SCI Waymart. And as we were sharing with the prisoners, I think someone had just given a talk about forgiveness. And one of the gentlemen, one of the prisoners, raised his hand. And he said, "I would ask you all to pray for me, so that I can forgive the one who murdered my kid brother." Mm. So Curcio can have a profound effect on our hearts and souls. I just thought I'd mention that in passing. I'll never forget that. Joe, maybe you could tell us a little bit about who can make Curcio.
Well, first of all, Curcio is for Catholics, for practicing Catholics. Mm-hmm. There are other movements very similar to Curcio for other faith, for other religions. But Curcio is for Catholics only. It's for Catholics who wish to deepen their spiritual lives. The weekend is held separately from men and women. And it's open to lay people, of course, but it's also open to priests, deacons, and religious sisters, etc. Mm-hmm. So all of those people may attend mm-hmm. And will benefit from attendance at the Curcio.
Mm-hmm. So is Curcio right for everybody who happens to be Catholic, or is there some kind of discernment up front that's really important, I think, for everybody, for the Curcio, but maybe more importantly for the individual himself or herself?
It's probably not right for every single person. It sounds like we're sort of talking against ourselves there. But it's probably not right for every single person. The discernment is in the sponsorship process.
Every Curcio attendee, we call them Curciistas, I guess, when they've completed the weekend. Mm-hmm. But every candidate has a sponsor?
Yes.
So do they have to... Can someone who is listening to this broadcast and say, you know, I think that might be something of interest for me. Can they just call a number without a sponsor and then you somehow arrange for them to get a sponsor? Or
we've done that.
They prefer
not to do it that way because it's built on establishing a friendship among people in the Curcio movement.
Okay.
But we don't want to discourage anybody who doesn't have anybody to sponsor them. And we will do our best to try to work out something for them.
Okay, and maybe later in the program you'll give us a number.
We'll give you some information.
Information as to how to contact someone, the right person, you know, to begin to inquire at least about Curcio.
Right. There's a little more information there too as well. Mm-hmm. It's also, Curcio is not for anyone under 18. And it's probably not for anyone who hasn't a significant level of maturity. Mm-hmm. And that's where we really rely on the sponsor and the priest, because the application process requires the sponsor to sign a form and a priest to sign the form. Now, it's not a major deal here. There's really not a whole lot to it, but the person fills out their part, the sponsor fills out their part, and a priest has to sign off as well. Mm-hmm. And this way, we're fairly sure that a number of people have thought about this and realize that this person is right to make a Curcio weekend. So, for example, if somebody is going through a lot of emotional difficulties, if somebody is struggling with alcohol abuse, drug abuse, they may not want to make a Curcio until they've got some of that resolved.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe difficulties in a marriage. You know,
difficulties in a marriage.
It's not a retrovi or a marriage encounter kind of thing. It's not a reparative.
That's correct.
Kind of weekend. It's a growing spiritually kind of weekend. And so all of what you're saying, you know, certainly makes sense. So anything more by way of
I think I did mention 18 years old.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
So, but okay. A certain level of maturity.
Men or women, fine. So maybe the next question should be, what's the weekend like? Somebody mentioned 4 days, and of course I know that that's the case, but maybe not 4 complete days, but 4 days. And so maybe you'd elaborate a little bit.
Well, as you said before, Jerry, the weekend can be extremely profound. And the one thing I'd like to touch on is the weekend is simply the beginning of Curcio. You have a sponsor, and your sponsor has become your friend before you make the weekend, and you'll learn a little bit about Curcio through your sponsor and through however long it takes for you to be ready to make a weekend. But the weekend is the start of a transformation for yourself. It's an encounter with yourself. The first day, the first night, which is a Thursday evening, is called the retreat phase. And that's that, and the beginning of Friday is when you encounter yourself and really get to know yourself, and you get to understand more deeply why you're there for that weekend and why God has chosen you to be there that weekend. The second part of the weekend is the encounter with Christ. It's very deep through the Mass, through the sacraments, Sacrament of Reconciliation. Curcio is built around the Sacrament of the Eucharist. So all of that, you develop your encounter with Christ. And then finally, on the third and fourth days of that weekend, is your encounter with others. And that's what Curcio is all about. It's taking Christ and your newfound realization on how much Christ loves you out into your everyday environment. And it's a beautiful circle, because as you take that out into your everyday environment, whether you know it or not, you become sponsors to other people. And that's pretty much how Curcio works. And that's how it's more of a movement than an organization. Curcio isn't, you know, a club or an organization that you're going to belong to. Curcio is a movement that becomes your way of life. Over the course of the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's primarily a weekend listening to talks by lay people, talks by clergy. Believe it or not, more lay people than clergy are going to give talks. Talks about witnessing. You know, you'll hear witnesses from these lay people that will truly touch your heart, and in the hopes of spurring something in you that is going to bring you closer to Christ, spurring something in you that's going to deepen your prayer life and deepen how you take Christ and the gospel out into the world. There's sharing. You're in groups of what we called tables, decurias, where you're going to share what you hear with each other. And that sharing is such an incredible bond, that you go from someone that you have never met before, and by the time you leave on Sunday, you feel like they are your best friend. And it's truly amazing to go through that transformation.
I think that's one of the great things about Curcio. I made friends in Curcio in Towanda, when I lived in Towanda, and of course down here in this Grand Diocese, which is home for, you know, Archbold home for me. But with my employer, moved to, the next stop was, from Towanda to Stamford, Connecticut, Bridgeport Diocese, actually. And I very soon found Curcio down there and made friends whom I still keep in touch with, some of them. And then from there, moved to Syracuse, again with the employer, and looked for Curcio up there. It was quite easy to find, and pretty soon I had a whole group of ready-made friends, some of whom became very close friends, and all of them were very, very helpful in my own spiritual life. And there are things that, you know, guys, you know, Joe, we need to get together, and in fact, you're going to be talking about this a little bit during and certainly after Curcio. And there are things that, you know, come up in our lives that we need to hear from another guy, and of course for other women too. And that's all also part of it, as we'll get into. But in all of these places, there were ready-made listening ears who knew where I was coming from and had the same belief, mm-hmm. and were very, very supportive, you know, for me personally. So Curcio is not just a weekend. Curcio is if you want it to be, a lifelong plan and a lifelong opportunity to really grow to love the Lord. It truly, truly is. So, let's see, you were talking about the weekend, and I don't know if you had more to tell us about that, Maria. I think maybe you do.
All I can tell you is that the gifts that you get from the weekend are truly amazing. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's just an amazing weekend where your mentality changes. Mm-hmm. And you don't, it's funny, I can't tell you how many women on weekends that I've served on team don't want to go home. You know, they miss their family, but, yeah. You know, at the same time, they don't, we laugh, we call St. Gabriel's that holy mountain. They don't want to leave that holy mountain because they know they're going from the safety of that mountain with all those Christ-like people into the real world. And you know, that shock of going back into the real world is sometimes more than they want to think about at that time. I will tell you some of the things about the weekend. That you're asked not to drive to the weekend yourself. Mm-hmm. Your sponsor is going to take you to the weekend. And on the weekend, it's the team's job to take care of you. When you come on a weekend, you don't have anything to worry about. We provide your meals. We provide somewhere for you to sleep. We provide whatever you need for that weekend. So there's really nothing for you that you have to worry about. The other thing that's important to understand is there's really no contact with the outside world. Once you come to the weekend, you're in seclusion for that weekend. Your children are being taken care of. Your family is being taken care of. Your husband or wife, they're at home, and sponsors even help take care of some of that. So it's truly a way for you to get away and encounter Christ and start a new part of your life.
You mentioned the how you just become spiritually, you don't want to leave Curcio. And in my experience, I might mention that just a little bit. In 1972, in the spring, just before they turned out, just before the Agnes flood, I began my Curcio weekend as a candidate. I went off to Fatima Center in Elmhurst. And as you say, people take you there and everything is taken care of. And so the first evening, and I won't say much about exactly what happens, but there were some talks that were given, both by a priest, I think. There might have been one by a layperson, and then another talk or two in the morning. And by then, my soul was on fire. It really was. And a little after lunch, I got a call from my wife who said that her brother had died. Mm. And I was torn, wanting to stay with this weekend and complete the weekend. But of course, I said, oh, surely come pick me up. I'll be home. And but just so I experienced the kind of bond with the people on the team. But there was more than that. It was the experience of Curcio that really, really was so beautiful. So that sort of thing can happen, and it happened to me. And of course, then the flood came, and it really did really hurt Curcio for a year or more. And then I went on a weekend after that. My wife made it as well, soon, actually just before me at that time, because it just happened that the next Curcio weekend was a women's weekend. So that's my little, comment about Curcio. But
it is really something on the weekends. The experience of love. I mean, you really feel love, God's love, your love for each other. You start seeing people, you start seeing Christ in people, and people start seeing Christ in you. And it's something really you have to experience that you can't even put into words. Mm. It's like an early Christian community. It's like a rebirth of an early Christian community, and the love is tangible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jerry did mention the situation he had. Everyone does get an emergency number, and we certainly don't expect people to stay there through emergencies. Mm-hmm. The team will take you home. Mm-hmm. Sponsor will take you home. Maybe a family member will come and get you. But there's always a way to get home, and there's a way to contact you mm-hmm. if you are in an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm. So maybe someone might like to share some of their Curcio experience in the few minutes that we have leading up to the end of the program. And what we'll then do, I think, is to talk for another half hour. Now, this will be, for our listeners, this will be on a week, probably a week later, once in a while, or something that comes up, and it's more than that. But there's a whole lot to tell about Curcio. This is really, really a special, special movement. And so, anybody else want to comment about their maybe first experience with Curcio? Or
The one thing that really struck me about Curcio is that the people on those weekends take you as you are and they do not try to mold you into something that they want you to be. So if you're a very outgoing, they don't expect you to be very outgoing. If you're a very shy person, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You can be a shy person. You just sort of get into the swing of things on the weekend, but they're not going to force you into doing something that you're not comfortable with.
I think that's an excellent point. Mm-hmm. And I was so happy to see that. I didn't know what to expect going on a Crucio weekend, but it was exactly as you say. There's no pressure to do mm-hmm. anything that you are uncomfortable with. Nobody is pressuring you to do anything. It's quite special.
The other thing I'd like to say is it is completely, the whole Crucio movement is completely Eucharist-centered. There's Mass every day. There's the opportunity for reconciliation. And there's chapel visits where we go in front of the tabernacle. And it's just so completely focused on the Eucharist that it just makes that love even more concrete.
Mm-hmm. So I think we have just about a little under 2 minutes or so left. And I think what we should do is to let people know how they can reach someone connected with Crucio to get further information. Maybe, Joe, you want to provide that for us?
Yes, the easiest way to do that is to check the Crucio Diocesan website. You can do that through a link from the Diocese of Scranton, or you can go directly to the Crucio website, which is www.scrantoncrucio, obviously Scranton, S-C-R-A-N-T-O-N, C-U-R-S-I-L-L-O, and that's all one word, .homestead, and the homestead is our service provider, .com. So that address will get you to our website, okay. www.scrantoncrucio.homestead.com. Mm-hmm. On that website are various pages, five I believe. One of those pages has a page of links, and it will give you the email addresses and phone numbers of the Crucio Secretariat. So you could contact any one of us. If you want to make a weekend, I take care of the applications, so they should contact me. On the main page, there are the rectors and rectoras of the upcoming weekends. You're certainly welcome to contact them. Mm-hmm. There's also links there to other sites with various Crucio information.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we're just about at the end of our program, so I want to say thank you, Donna Valenti and Maria.
Coaches.
I can't seem to get your name right, Maria. I will, though. And Joe Alanowski for being with us today. And I hope that many of our listeners will consider becoming a part of this fine movement. And they will certainly be glad they did, as I have been. So we're going to be doing another program here, the four of us here. So hopefully that will be on next week. If not, it'll be on soon. To our listeners, thank you for listening. Please join us next time for another program in the In Love of Christ series. Until then, God bless.